I thank you for the privilege of being with you to share God's word again today.
非常高兴能够与大家在一起来分享主的话语。
As we think about the table,
当我们感谢这个主餐的时候，
we think of all the strife and jealousy and betrayal that was there that first night.
我们也看到那一日所发生的一些背叛以及嫉妒一些灾难的事情。
And yet through the cross, that has been forgiven and has united us.
但是因为十字架上所做的功，那一切已经被赦免了，我们已经聚集在一起团聚了。
This morning I want to ask you a question.
今早晨我要问你一个问题。
What do you do when God invades your world?
当神进入你的世界的时候，你会怎么样做呢？
I want us to look at Luke chapter 5 and the first 11 verses of that chapter.
我们看一下路加福音第五章第前十一节。
I remember when my wife and I first went to Israel.
当我记得我和我的妻子第一次去到以色列的时候，
one of the first places that we wanted to go was the Sea of Galilee.
我们第一个想去的地方就要去看一下加利利海。
And we went around the sea, driving and stopping at all the places.
那么我们就在开车沿着这口湖一直在走，停一停，走一走。
Places where Jesus had walked and taught.
那些耶稣曾经在那些地方走路过和讲过的地方。
And we came all the way around to the other side.
我们一直绕了一圈到另外一湖边。
Parked our car and got out.
我们停了车走出来。
Rolled up our pants.
卷起裤腿。
And we walked into the Galilee.
我们走到了那加利利湖里面。
I cannot really express the emotions and feelings we felt that day.
我不能够用话语能够表达我那一天所经受的情感上的震惊。
To realize that we were standing in the sea that Jesus walked upon.
就想到我们就站在这个湖里，那就是曾经基督耶稣在湖面上走过的。
To be in the area where Jesus spent so much of his ministry.
在这个基督耶稣曾在这里讲道、布道、做了很多事情的地方。
It's an amazement that defies description.
这种惊叹是没有办法能够表达出来的。
It was just something special about the moment.
就是非常特殊的一个时刻。
Now again, I want us to go back 2,000 years.
那么我们再回到2000年前。
And picture along the shore of a sea.
你看到那些湖边的一些湖边上。
A man is walking and multitudes of people are following him.
一个人在湖边走，但有成千上万的人在跟着他。
Luke writes in the first verse in the fifth chapter, he says,
路加福音第五章 路加说
Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake Gennesaret, which is another name for the Sea of Galilee.
众人都跟随要听神的话拥挤他耶稣就站在格尼撒勒湖边。
Imagine the picture. Jesus is walking.
想象这个图面，耶稣在走。
People are all around him.
人们都围着他。
He's talking about the things of God.
他在讲神的话语。
And they're all pressing in because they want to hear.
所有的人都挤着向着他，因为每个人都想听到。
Some have real good ears and hear real well.
一些人听力比较好，能听得清楚。
Some of us don't, so we have to push a little closer to hear.
如果有些人听力不好，他就是使劲往前挤，要听得到。
But they're pressing in on Jesus.
他们都拥挤着挤向耶稣。
There's nowhere to go but into the water.
那耶稣没有地方可以走了，就逐渐走到了水里面。
But everyone wants to hear these words that this new preacher, this new teacher is saying.
每个人都想听到这个新的人，这个新的布道人所讲的话。
Possibly this location is what they call Tagba.
很可能这个地方就是现在所叫的 Tagba 的地方。
And it's a little kind of cove in the Sea of Galilee.
它就在这个加利利湖边的一个小地方。
About a mile and a half from Capernaum.
大概是在一公里之外，在离加百农一公里之外的地方。
And it's called the Seven Springs because there's seven springs there near the water.
那个地方其实也就是它的名字也叫七个泉水，因为那里有七个泉水在那个地方。
And it feeds warm water and also organic matter there that the fish are drawn to.
所以这个泉水就把比较温暖的湖水水到了湖里面，也把一些有生物到了湖里面，所以那些鱼都聚集在这个地方。
So the fishermen come there because there are a lot of fish.
所以一些渔夫们都来到这个地里面，他有很多的鱼在那儿。
When I first read this, I didn't catch the real, I didn't grasp it well.
当我第一遍读这段文章的时候，我并没有真正理解。
But sometimes, like now, Israel's been in a drought.
有的时候，就像现在，以色列现在也是旱季。
And so the Sea of Galilee has gone down.
所以那个加利利湖也就往下退去了。
And so now you see where some of these springs feed into the lake.
所以你就可以看到那些泉水和湖接近的地方。
And one day we were there, and we saw the fish just up on the surface going because it was all this organic material matter that you know.
有一天我们去那的时候，我们看到那些鱼就在那个湖面上跳来跳去的，因为鱼就是想找这些有机生物的有地方。
And so I realized what was being described here, why the fish were attracted to the area.
所以我现在可以理解到了为什么鱼会聚集在这个地方。
So Jesus standing by the sea, crowd pressing in.
所以耶稣站在这个湖边，人们在拥挤着。
Turns and sees these boats.
他们就耶稣就面对了他们这些人。
In verse 2, and he saw two boats at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets.
第二节，他就见有两个渔船弯在湖里，打渔人却离开鱼洗网去了。
Now, the fishermen work all night long.
渔夫已经在整个晚上都工作了。
And so when they're done fishing, they have to come in,And before they can go home and go to bed, they've got to wash their nets for the next night.
所以当他打完鱼之后，在回家之前，他必须要把那个渔网都洗干净。
And so they are exhausted.
所以他们非常的累了。
But they know they have to do this first.
但他知道他必须先把这个做完。
Because it gets hot during the day there, so they need to get to bed early.
所以他白天很热，所以他必须要弄完之后睡觉，很早睡觉。
And to make this day even worse,
更差的是
，they didn't catch anything all night long.
整晚上他们都没有捕到一条鱼。
It's the proverbial insult to injury.
这就像雪上加霜一样。
Worked hard all night, didn't catch anything.
整晚上的工作，但没有捕到任何一条鱼。
But now by the springs, I've got to wash off all these nets before I go.
那现在的话，他们必须在泉水旁把那渔网都洗干净。
So Jesus presses through and he looks at them, verse 3. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat.
有一船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。
Jesus beginning to invade Peter's world.
所以从现在开始，耶稣就开始进入彼得的生活。
Can you imagine what Peter must have been thinking?
你想一想，彼得现在想什么
？I'm exhausted. I have my task to finish.
我已经很累了，我还得把这个网洗干净。
I want to go home and have breakfast and go to bed.
我想要回家吃点早饭就可以睡觉休息。
Yet he's drawn to this unusual man.
但是他却被这个不平凡的人吸引了。
This new teacher Jesus.
这个新的老师耶稣。
So Peter pushes his boat out from the shore.
所以彼得把他的船撑开了。
And so Jesus continues to teach the people.
耶稣继续教训众人。
And Peter is a captive audience there in the boat.
Peter 就坐在船上，不得不听耶稣的教训。
And so also was probably his brother Andrew.
可能也是他的弟兄啊，安德烈。
And James and John in the other boat.
还有雅各、约翰，还有其他人在船上的。
This is probably not the first time they heard Jesus preach.
也许这并不是他们第一次听到基督耶稣的教训。
But when Jesus finishes,
当耶稣讲完
then the full invasion begins.
然后耶稣全部进入他们的生活才开始。
Look at verse 4 again.
第四节。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon,Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch.
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
Now, can we imagine what Peter's thinking now?
我们想一想，彼得现在会怎么想
？Wait a minute here. You're a teacher.
等一下，你只是一个老师。
Aren't you a carpenter?
你不是木匠吗？
And you want me to cast my nets out when we didn't catch anything all night long?
你让我现在在下网打鱼，我们已经打鱼了一晚上都没有捞到什么。
It is daylight. It is illogical.
现在是白天啊，这是不符合逻辑的。
Peter and Andrew, James and John would have used what they call a trammel net.
彼得、安德烈、雅各、John他们用一种叫 trammel net 的一种渔网。
This is a big net.
是一个非常大的一个网。
About 250 feet by maybe 600 feet.
也许300尺那么大。
And it's made up of three different nets.
它是由三层网构成的。
On the outside are nets that have large openings in it.
外面那层网是有很大的孔的。
Inside is a fine net.
里面那一层网是一种很小孔的那网。当鱼进来的时候，他就推那个网。当鱼想逃跑的时候，他也踹这个他们就被这些外层的网堵住了。所以这些渔夫们就把这个网放到水里面。然后渔夫们再把网提起来。看看里面有没有鱼。
This is not easy work.
并不是一个很容易的工作。
It takes great strength to pull these nets with fish and water up.
所以需要很大的力气才能把这个网提起来，里面又有鱼又有水。
They have done this all night long.
他们已经这样做了整个一晚上了。
And caught nothing.
什么也没有捞到。
And the reason they do it at night?
他们为什么在晚上去做呢？这样子的话，鱼却看不到网的。所以现在这个木匠在大白天却让我们去把这个网扔下去。
You can see Peter shaking his head.
你可以想象到 Peter 在摇着他的头。
This is not going to work.
这种方式恐怕不行。
Peter's thinking he's a carpenter, not a fisherman.
Peter 可能在想，他是木匠，他并不是渔夫。
Have you ever said that to yourself about Jesus?
你是不是也这样子对想过基督耶稣？
He doesn't really understand.
他也许不了解。
He doesn't live here.
他并不生活在这里。
Not in my day and age.
他并不是我们现在这个时代的人。
And yet he's asking me to do something that doesn't make sense to me.
但是耶稣却让我去做一些我认为很不合理的道理，不合理的事情。
But with reluctance, acceptance.
但是，彼得却非常犹豫地接受了。
In verse 5.
第五节。
Simon answered and said, Master, we have worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。
Notice in his response and his reluctance.
所以你可以看到他在回答的时候有一些犹豫。
I know what I'm doing attitude.
我知道我自己在做什么。
It comes through that I've worked hard.
我整夜都劳累。
Toiled laboriously.
非常疲惫，非常努力的。
A fisherman might trust a fisherman.
渔夫可能更相信一个渔夫。
Yet in the face of this request, he does act respond positively.
但是当他被要求这样做的时候，他还是正面的回答了。
Now when the fun part becomes.
那么现在就是更有趣的事情发生了。
When the illogical becomes reality.
当这些不合理的事情就变成了现实。
Look at verses 6 and 7.
看一下第六节、第七节。
When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and to help them, and they came and filled both of the boats, so they began to sink.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
Can you grasp this picture?
想一想这幅画景。
Here's Peter in his arrogance.
现在这里是有彼得和他自负。
I know what I'm doing, you know.
我知道我在做什么。
They began to pull up the nets.
他们开始拉网。
And it's too heavy for them.
It's 太沉了。
So Andrew and Peter called for James and John to come.
所以安德烈和彼得叫雅各、John 都加就过来。
Between the two boats, they began to pull this net up.
所以他们开始把这个渔网提起来。里面全是鱼。
So many fish that it almost begins to sink their boats.
鱼已经太多了，他们的船都要被沉下去了。
All night they fish.
整个晚上他们打鱼都没有打到任何东西。现在白天了，鱼都可以看见网了，结果鱼全在网里面了。
Can you picture Peter and Andrew, James and John? They must have looked like the three stooges standing there looking at all the fish.
可以想象一下，现在彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰他们站在那里，可能都像一个就是愣愣的傻瓜一样站在那里。
And Jesus just standing there smiling.
耶稣站在那里就对他们微笑。
Doesn't have to say a word.
耶稣不用说任何一句词。
So what do you do when God invades your space?
所以当神进入你的世界的时候，你会怎么做？
For this is where life really gets serious.
因为这是我们的生命才开始变得严肃了。
Jesus has invaded Peter's space.
基督耶稣已经进入了彼得的世界。
But more that, he's invaded his personal space.
而现在他其实进入他个人的一个空间。
When my wife and I first got married, I got stationed in Italy.
当我和我的妻子刚刚结婚的时候，
We went over with a little 4-month-old baby.
我们有一个四个月的小 baby。
To a new culture.
那进入一个新的文化。
We didn't live on base, we lived in the community.
我们是坐在一个居住在一个群体当中。
Italians are very animated. They're very expressive.
他们非常的表达，非常愿意表达的一群人。
And they have no concept of personal space.
这个他们就不是很清楚个人的空间。
And in just discussions, you think they're being ready to fight.
就是当他们讨论的时候，你以为他们在争吵。
And they will be like this, yelling at each other.
他们可能就要互相之间感觉你像他互相争吵一样。
And it's just a discussion.
但其实他们就只是在讨论问题。
You don't want to see a fight, not really. But they have no personal space.
但是这种文化他们就是不是很有个人空间的意识。
They're always in your face.
他们总觉得他们就是在你面前直接对你说。刚开始的时候对于我们来说是很难的。所以我们开始了解了，我们也开始足够能够接受了。但现在的话是基督耶稣跟彼得的直接面对面的接触。
How do you respond?
他会怎么面对呢？
Especially that first time.
尤其是上第一次的时候。
I know for me it was a sense of anger when someone just got in my face and started yelling.
对于我来说，我知道如果一个人直接面对面的对我说话的时候，我会感觉很生气。
Especially if I didn't know what they were saying, that was even more.
尤其是如果我还不知道他在跟我说什么的时候。
But Peter responds in a remarkable way.
但彼得却是一种非常惊喜的方式来回答的。
He acknowledges his sinfulness.
他承认了他自己的罪。
He acknowledges the presence of God.
他承认了主的同在。
Listen to what it says in verses 8 and 9.
我们看一下他第八节第九节他怎么说的。
And when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man, O Lord. For the amazement had seized him and all his companions because the catch of the fish which they had taken.
西门彼得看见就伏伏在耶稣膝前说主啊离开我我是个罪人他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼
Peter falls at Jesus' feet in the boat
彼得伏伏在耶稣的膝前
It is like a theophany an appearance of God this miracle that has happened
这一切就像这个神迹就是神突然出现在你的面前
God revealing himself.
神把自己显现在你的面前。
And Peter recognizing the vast difference between them.
所以彼得意识到了这个的重要性。
This bold, strong fisherman falls at the feet of this teacher.
所以这个很强壮、很自负的渔夫就伏伏在了这个教师的膝前。
We cannot overestimate this action on Peter's part.
所以我们不能我们是他彼得的行为是是非常重要的。
And then Peter begins to pour out his heart.
那彼得开始敞开他的心。
Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
主啊怜悯我我是一个罪人。
Forgive me.
饶恕我。
Depart from me because I'm not worthy to be in your presence.
离开我吧，我是不值的人。
This invasion has made an impact on Peter.
所以神的进入是使彼得有很大的震惊。
He is amazed by this God thing that has happened.
他完全被神所做的一切所震惊。
He recognizes Jesus' authority with God working through Jesus.
他意识到了神在耶稣上面的主权，耶稣在经过神做神的工。
And has impacted also Andrew and James and John.
这一切也影响了安德烈、雅各和约翰。
How similar this sight is to Isaiah 6th chapter, the first 10 verses.
这个实际上是跟以赛亚第六节的前几章是相似的。
King Uzziah has just died.
国王 King Uzziah 国王这去世了。
Isaiah is in the temple.
以赛亚在会堂当中。
And all of a sudden it begins to shake, and the presence of God is so great.
突然之间，一切都震动了，神显现了。
Isaiah falls on his face.
以赛亚就扑倒在地。
Says, I am a sinful man in the presence.
我是一个罪人，是活在罪人当中的。神的圣洁是如此的真实， 但是 这神的圣洁不是什么东西可以玩的。神的圣洁是危险的，是严肃的，并不是不可以轻视的。因为在神的同在的时候，我们可以看清楚我们是谁。我们的伪装，我们的外表都没有用处。是你我都知道我们里面是什么样子的。我们的反应就是在匍匐在神的面前。记得亚伦的两个儿子。他认为可以向神进贡任何一种他们想要的东西。结果火从天上下来，将他们杀死了。所以神的圣洁是不可以轻视的，是让我们能承认和我们敬拜的。
And that's what Peter was doing in the boat when he fell down at the feet of Jesus.
所以这就是跟彼得在船上所做的一样，他匍匐在耶稣的面前。
But look at the outcome of the invasion.
让我们看一下神的进入的结果是什么。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十节，第十一节。
So also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not fear, from now on you will catch men. And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him.
他的同伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
A natural response to the glory of God.
害怕是我们人很自然的一种对神的神圣的一种反应。
The incarnate had put on flesh.
当神出以人的形象出现的时候，
God's unique holiness, His otherness.
神的唯一的一个圣洁和唯一的与众不同。
We are not to become familiar with it.
我们是不可能与神的圣洁 相接近的。
But we will fall down in repentance and worship.
我们需要匍匐去敬拜他， 去悔改。
We do not need to fear God.
我们是不需要害怕的。
But to trust him.
而是相信神。
With all of our life.
与我们全部的生命来相信神。
Jesus was calling the disciples to follow him.
耶稣要呼召他这些使徒去跟随他，
to leave the nets and fish,
去把这些渔网鱼都留下，
and come follow and fish for men, women, and young people.
去跟随基督耶稣去得人，去得孩子老人。
We often picture Peter and his brother and James and John as ignorant fishermen.
我们总是在想彼得还有他的同伴雅各、约翰等都是一种非常自负的渔夫。这也许就是跟真实的情况很接近的。耶稣并不是让这些人离开一个很穷很不好的生活。好像跟随耶稣就是一个生活的升级版。在那个时代，打鱼渔夫是一个非常好的职业。在加利利湖的鱼可以在罗马以及在其他马德里萨的地方可以看到。所以打鱼其实是可以挣到很多钱的。 在圣经中你可以看到彼得雅各约翰安德烈是从巴塞巴地来的，就是加利利湖的北边的一个地方，但是他是在南边百加农的地方住的。你知道为什么吗？因为中间是收税的地方，因为如果他在北边打鱼的话，那么他要到南边的市场上，他就要需要付税钱。所以他们要在加百农种的话，他们就不要付税钱。所以他们是非常精明的生意人。他们如果把那一网鱼都留不管的话，他们实际上是留下了一大笔钱在那儿不管了。但是他们却这样做了，他们这样做跟随基督耶稣。
This was no small sacrifice on their part.
所以对他们来说，这是一个不是很小的一个牺牲。
They were going to follow a man for three and a half years.
他们要跟随这个人三年多。
They would be trusting on others to support them.
他们需要相信别人去供应他们。
To feed them.
去给他们食物。
It was in worldly standards a step down.
那么要从世人的角度来看，实际上他们的生活是一个下降了。
So they left this family business to follow Jesus.
所以他们离开了自己的这个家庭生意，而去跟随基督耶稣。
Because they had a genuine encounter with Jesus.
因为他们真正的遇到了耶稣。
He invaded their space.
耶稣进入他们的个人空间。
And they bowed down to worship and follow him forever.
所以他们俯伏而跟随他。
So we come to the questions.
所以我们来看这个问题。
We've looked at the story in the text.
我们看了这个文章，圣经中的故事。
See, that's that biblical time machine.
接着我们看到一个时间机器回到了圣经时代。
We've looked at the past.
我们看到了过去。
What about today?
那么看看今天。
How do you feel about God invading your personal space?
那当神进入你自己的个人空间的时候，你会感觉怎样？
It's okay for the world.
也许还可以吧，如果神只是进入这个世界。
But I'm talking about you personally.
但我现在要讲的是他进入你自己个人的空间。
Up close and personal.
跟你非常的接近，已经进入你个人的空间。
There is a great difference.
就是非常不同的。
And it has eternal consequences.
而且是有永生的效果的。
To say yes, you believe in God.
如果只是说啊，是的，我相信耶稣。
David said yes, you believe you created the world.
或者你说我相信这个世界是有个肇事者的。
To say that I believe in.
或者是说我相信他是我个人的救主，是完全不同的事情。这种区别是你承认他，还是你全部的相信他。这就是当基督耶稣进入我们个人空间的时候要发生的事情。
We have to be able to understand how we respond to his call.
我们要理解到我们是如何去对他对我们的呼召有所反应。
So do you live in a world of religion?
你是生活在一个信仰的世界。
Christian activity?
一些基督徒活动的世界。
Or tradition?
或者是一种就是传统的一个世界。
There is the atheistic author Richard Dawkins.
有一个无神论的作者 Peter Augustus， 他不喜欢信仰，他就这样认为的。他也讲，就是你的基督徒的各种各样的活动或者习俗或者传统，他也讲这些东西，但是他根本不懂，你真正的你的信仰，你的信心。他不理解你的情感上的变化。这种是可以看，不能够与一个生命的完全的变化而可以相比的。当基督耶稣进入你个人空间，变成你个人的救主的时候，你做一些事情，并不是因为你必须这样做，是因为你想要这样做。
It becomes your passion，
是你的热情。
Your desire，
你的欲，你的想望。
That which you become，
这样子的话，你才变成一个想要的人。
So the question is， are you satisfied with just a touch from Jesus in the world？
所以问题就是说，你是不是已经满足于就是从这个世界来的耶稣的一点点的触摸？
Or do you seek to be transformed by him?
或者说你渴望能够被基督耶稣所改变。
And to be filled continually by the Spirit of God.
用神的灵来一直的充满你的身体。
To be knocked down amazed by the workings of God in this world.
对神在这世上所做的功而震惊而俯伏。
And the glory of God.
神的荣耀。
And how he works in your life.
神的荣耀在我们生命当中如何的展现。
So this morning I asked you the question.
所以今天早上我问你这个问题。
Have you just seen Jesus in the world?
你是不是只是在这个世界上看见了 Jesus, 看见了耶稣?
Or does Jesus live inside of you?
还是基督耶稣在你的生命当中生活?
Have you just acknowledged God is the creator?
你是只是承认神就是这个世界的创造者？
Or do you acknowledge that he is the Lord of your life?
还是你认为他是你自己个人生命的主？
Through his death, burial, and resurrection, that you have forgiveness of sin.
因为他的死，他的复活，我们的罪都被赦免了。
So this morning is a time of invitation.
所以今天早晨也是一个呼召的一个时刻。我问你们，你们是不是也经历到了当基督耶稣进入你自己个人生活的时候？你是否会承认，当神、当基督耶稣，在你面前展现，承认我们的罪而恳求赦免？如果还没有的话，那么我鼓励你们去这样做。如果只是被世界上的一点点的基督的触摸，或者是使用神的灵全部的触动和全部的充满你的身体，是完全不同的。是这种区别，这种不同是比白天和晚上的不同还要大。所以我鼓励你们去接受他的爱和他的原谅。我们起立来唱这首歌。